From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle. Differences over the public health insurance option in the Senate's health care bill continue to divide Democrats, despite their having closed ranks in a vote that successfully moved the bill forward. Some are threatening to block final action on the bill if the public option is not modified. More from NPR's David Wellna.
Nebraska Senate Democrat Ben Nelson told ABC's This Week the opt-out public option that's in the health care bill will have to come out.
We could negotiate a public option of some sort that I might look at.
Three other members of the Senate Democratic caucus are making similar demands. On NBC's Meet the Press, number two Democrat Dick Durbin seemed open to meeting those demands.
There are many variations on the theme. I am committed to public option. I think we've put together a good bill. We are open because we want to pass this bill.
But on CBS's Face the Nation, New York Democrat Chuck Schumer insisted the public option that's in the measure will remain.
What we will say to the people from the more red conservative states, your state doesn't have to take it. But don't make it so that my state, which would like a public option, can't take it.
Debate on the bill resumes next week. David Wellna, NPR News, the Capitol.
Officials are trying to figure out what caused a radiation leak at the Three Mile Island nuclear plant in Pennsylvania. From member station WITF in Harrisburg, Scott Gilbert reports.
Investigators with the Nuclear Regulatory Commission have converged on TMI after increased levels of radiation were detected late Saturday within the plant's Unit 1 containment building. Officials with Exelon Nuclear, which owns the plant near Harrisburg, say the incident posed no danger to the public. TMI has been shut down for a maintenance outage for nearly a month. Plant officials say several work activities were going on at the time of Saturday's incident, and it's not clear what caused it. Workers who were inside Unit 1 at the time of the radiation release were tested for exposure, but Exelon says none had levels that exceeded limits set by the NRC. TMI grabbed international headlines in 1979 when a partial core meltdown occurred at the plant's Unit 2 reactor. For NPR News, I'm Scott Gilbert.
China's official news agency is now reporting that 104 people were killed and four are missing from an explosion Saturday at a mine near the border with Russia. The accident is being called the deadliest in China's mining industry in 2 years. The accident also shows the human cost of the heavy demand for power-generating coal in China. Search and rescue efforts appear to be over as grieving family members have gathered outside the mining company offices. Japanese financial markets were closed today due to a national holiday. Oil prices rose above $78 a barrel in Asian trading today. Benchmark crude for January delivery was up by 97 cents to $78.44 a barrel in electronic trading. This is NPR News. A Chinese activist who criticized the government's response to last year's massive May 12th earthquake has been sentenced to 3 years in prison. He was convicted of illegally possessing state secrets. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Beijing.
Speaking by phone from Chengdu City, activist Huang Qi's wife Zeng Li said that the court did not say what state secrets Huang illegally possessed. They merely mentioned two documents about a certain matter. Zeng believes the documents were official memos about how to suppress dissent. But she said the sentence was official retribution against Huang Qi for revealing earthquake victims' plight to foreign reporters. She added that Huang yelled that he wanted to appeal his sentence before bailiffs dragged him away. Huang Qi was previously jailed for 2 years in 2003 for inciting subversion based on articles he posted on his website that were critical of the government. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.
According to the AAA Auto Club, a few more Americans will be traveling away from home for Thanksgiving this year. Most of them will be making their trips by car. The AAA says about 33.2 million people will travel by car, and that's a 2.1% jump from last year. Air travel is expected to drop by 6.7%, with about 2.3 million people booking holiday flights. For the past decade, the trend has been for fewer people traveling by air for the Thanksgiving holiday. AAA officials say the slight increase in auto travel indicates a change in consumer confidence. I'm Carl Castle, NPR News in Washington.